Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, that girl. You know her. Yeah. Where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Nicole Adela, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes, period. As you know, the enemy wants to attack me every single time I'm recording a video with these allergies. So if I sound a little muffled, a little what's that thing called when you be having a lisp. Yeah, you try to make me sound like I have a lisp. I don't got no lisp. Bah. But I just want to pray over this episode before we go any further, because we're diving straight into it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for so much edification. I thank you for so much love, grace, and mercy, Father God. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your mercies are new every morning. You give me peace that makes no sense, joy in the midst of chaos. Lord Jesus, I want to give you all the adoration. Father God, I pray that as we enter into this session, Father God, that you reach whoever is to hear this, Father God, and that they lean all the more into you, surrender and trust their life in your hands, Father God, and believe your word for how you spoke it, Lord Jesus, faithfully and loving. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Jumping straight into it. Have you ever wondered why the Lord has been carrying us from trial to trial, but also from strength to strength and glory to glory? Well, I'm here to tell you, it was to showcase his grace, and not in a boastful way, but in a way to release us into the freedom promised in him. Because the Bible says in his presence, there is liberty, right? We have freedom in Christ. Now, what even is grace? Well, many say grace is unmerited favor, but unmerited, okay, we're undeserving of this favor, yet he still finds us deserving enough to receive this grace. Why are we deserving? We aren't. But for God so loved the world that he gave his life for us to have eternity with him, that in it of itself is divine grace. Now, I just wanted to give you that piece to chew on and just really realize how much grace is in your life and how much God has taken you from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from trial to trial, teaching you, disciplining you, and gearing you into the destiny that he created for you. Well, I want to share a personal story of how God showcased his grace in my life. So, as you all know, May 4th, 1999, God graced the world. There we go again with grace. Y'all didn't deserve. No, I'm playing. He graced the earth with my presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He knew where I was going to go. And that was going to be with him. In this mortal life and for eternity. But yes, I was born on May 4th. So my birthday is May 4th on a Saturday. And I have been planning my birthday since December. Yeah, December 2023. I've been planning my May 4th birthday because I'm turning 25 and I've never really done something remotely big or celebratory in a grand sense. As an adult, of course, I celebrated my 10th birthday with a birthday party, 13th birthday, 18th, things of that nature. But as I got into my 20s, it was really just like, oh, I'm kicking it, you know, same old, chilling. Like my birthday last year, I just called off work. Well, I didn't call off, I requested off. Because, you know, you got to be careful. No, I'm playing. But I requested off and I got all my freebies and I was just chilling, you know. It wasn't anything grand. But this year, I'm like, okay, I want to do something, you know, a little bigger than I've ever done. So, okay, I booked to do a photo shoot in March. Photo shoot was a success. I planned how I was going to upload my pictures. I planned what I was going to do for my birthday. Great. So my birthday is on a Saturday. So I wanted to do something that Friday and that Saturday because I knew on Sunday I was going to church for Thanksgiving to thank God for my life. You know, you feel me? So Friday plans have been set since like December, January. And so Wednesday rolls around the week of my birthday. Yes, we are talking May 1st, 2024. And I am at Wednesday Bible study, breakthrough, and communion service, our regular Wednesday service, but this is anointing service. It's the 1st of May. It's the first Wednesday of May. And so the grace of God was really upon me in the sense that he really helped me throughout the day, for one, through revelation, through service, to other people, and really the grace to pray, to really commune with him, to really bind and loose, to cast out, to break down, to build up, all kinds of things. And I really thank God for that. And towards the end of service, there was an announcement that a event at church was going to happen the same time as my event for my birthday. And I instantly felt bad. Like, I don't want, because I, most of my people here are people from church. And I was just feeling bad because I was like, am I going to have to make them choose between going to this event or going to my event? I don't want people to feel that way. I don't want people to feel like I'm mad at them. That was the first thing that was going through my mind. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to change it. So I was trying to contact the event center, and they were not answering the phone. I done called the manager. I called the reception. I called the facility. Like, nothing was working. And I was like, okay, fine. And everybody kept coming up to me. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I just broke down. I'm like, I don't even care. My birthday is canceled this year. I tried to do some, and it's not working. It's over. It's wraps. It's cooked. I don't care about my birthday. And I was just in the car, and my aunt came to the car. And she always notices when I'm off. And before I could even cry, before I can even say what was wrong, she came. I had gotten to my car, closed the door. She was like, I see something's happening. So she came to my car, knocked on my window, and was like, what's going on? I just looked at her, and I just instantly started crying. And I was telling her all that was going on, and she was like, you need to realize that God knows your heart. He sees how you've made your life worship, how you've taken it a step further every single time for Christ. He knows your heart. He knows your intent. Take it to him. The Bible says to cast your worries on him because he cares about you. He's not this father who disciplines with violence or disciplines with anger. He disciplines gently. He disciplines in love because he wants us to get to the destiny that he created for us, right? And so I was just thinking about that, and I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't even take the time out to pray or really talk to God. But as soon as she left, I was just starting to pray, and I was like, Lord, I really don't know how to feel, what to do, what you want me to do. Do you want me to reschedule it? Like, do you want me to cancel it? I don't know. Da, 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 da. So all these things were going through my head. And I was like, Lord, and I'm speaking scripture over myself. Like, God, you don't give me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You want me to cast my worries on you because you care for me. All things work together for the good of those who love him. Like, I'm just saying all these things over myself, right? And so after I pray and I talk to him, I leave it at his feet. But do I? No, not for real. But God already knows my heart. He knows my personality before I was even created. And so after, as I was driving home, my tears were just drying, and I just started to feel a peace. And I started to get an understanding that I've been praying for God's greater grace to be upon my life. And I feel like this is, like, I felt a peace to continue planning for my event, to go to my event, and that the enemy was trying to be like, see, you don't ever want to sacrifice anything for God. You always trying to make people choose. But if it was you, that, like, all kind of stuff. So I was just feeling bad. I was just feeling low. But at that point, I was feeling peace. And then the enemy came into my mind again and was like, girl, you really trying to abuse God's grace? Doesn't the Bible say, should we keep sinning so that grace may abound? And I'm like, you right. Da-da-da. I get to crying again. Just to realize, like, where is the sin in that? God knew my plan before. God knows my heart. God knows my devotion to him, and that I don't put nothing else above him. Like, God is top, you know? And when I'm looking in friends, when I'm looking into relationships, when I'm looking into situations, is God in that? Will God get any glory from that? And so, like, I just started to have that mindset. And I was doing a Bible study during lunch that I didn't get to finish. So I was like, okay, I'm going to finish my Bible study. I was still feeling sad. Y'all, I'm drying tears from my eyes as I'm picking up my Bible study material. And I'm like, I'm going to finish it. It's cool. It's whatever. So after, as I'm picking up my materials, I'm making up my mind. I'm not canceling the event. I'm going to have the event. I'm going. I'm going to celebrate, give glory to God for my life. And I don't have to be at an event in church to give God praise or glory. I feel like God gets more glory outside of church because you're going to people who don't know God, who don't get to see God on a regular like you do. So it's important for you to go out, right? And so for people to publicly know my stance with Christ, and then for people who don't know me to see Christ in me from the way that they speak to me, that I'm, you know, that they see a light in me, that there's something different about me. People are in need of the Holy Spirit that is inside of me. And I'm not saying, like, I'm saying that as a vessel. I'm not saying it as, you know, high and mighty, you feel me? Like, I'm that real. But just to realize that the grace of God was trying to come in and I was trying to shut it out. I was not receiving the grace of God. And so as I picked up my Bible study materials, y'all, I opened up my book and I had wrote the last scripture, but I never, like, I wrote the chapter, the book, the chapter and the verse, but I didn't actually write out what it said, right? So I was like, okay, let me open my Bible to Psalm chapter 92, verse 12. Psalm chapter 92, verse 12. And it says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. My eyes were fixed. My mind was fixed on palm tree. Because I'm like reading King James Version. I said, what they know about palm trees? Uh-oh. So I'm like, okay, let me look up the strength of a palm tree. So as I'm looking up the strength of a palm tree, my God. Palm trees. The fact that God, oh my goodness. All his creation is good. Just as he said. When he created the heavens and the earth and saw that it was good, when he created man in his image and saw that it was good, like, everything is so good. So the palm tree, right? They can withstand up to 145 miles per hour of wind because of their stem, their root system, and the shape of their fronds, okay? Their leaves. Those three things, right? The beauty in Trinity. Ooh, we, their stem, their root system, and the shape of their fronds. The stem is able to bend and is flexible. So when the wind is blowing, it bends. It doesn't snap. It has the ability to bend right back up. It's flexible. It's able to bend under pressure, but not break. Ooh, glory. The root system is deeply rooted, about 3 feet down and wide. Down and wide. Three, again. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want you to focus on that. There's three overarching concepts. Their stem, their root system, and the shape of their fronds. But also to realize, it specifically said that the roots grow down and wide 3 feet. Praise God. And the fronds allow wind to pass through them, right? So, you know, when wind is hitting something, it's going to push it because it's having force coming back. But if something is like airy, it'll just float with the wind, or it'll let the air or the wind flow through it, right? Beautiful. And so, as I'm thinking, how can I apply this to my life? It's clear. The revelation is there. It's done. Be flexible in the trials and tribulations to withstand the wind. When the disciples were in the boat, they were scared of the winds. Jesus said, "Peace, be still." He calmed the winds. We're gonna go through storms. The Bible promises that we're gonna go through trials and tribulations, but as we go through it, we have the creator of the universe. My God, be flexible in the trials and tribulations to withstand the wind, to withstand the storms, to withstand the trials and the tribulations, because you know it's only for your good. Be flexible. Don't let anything uproot you from Christ. Every day, grow deeper in Him. Grow those roots deeper and wide. In prayer, in Bible study, in intercession, in supplication, petition, in Holy Spirit understanding, which is revelation, glory. I got that revelation earlier this week when I was doing a Bible study as well about Holy Spirit understanding being revelation. Wow. The third thing, be able to let things happen and pass. Don't let things weigh you down and cause you to snap. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. I really feel like this was God really speaking to me and telling me, lean into the grace that you're praying for. Five represents grace, right? So this month of May, our church themed the month of May, contending for great grace. So Wednesday, May 1st, being the first day, the first Wednesday, the first Bible study in the month, we were, of course, praying for grace. Glory to God. As I'm praying for grace, I'm just feeling that something is going to happen. Like my mind is just telling me, God is going to use you for his grace. You're going to be an example. Not realizing those exact words and not realizing that it was going to happen so fast. And so, speaking to my sister in Christ, oh, I love her so much. She was basically telling me, grant yourself grace. Understand the grace of God is upon your life, that you not going to that event, but celebrating the life that He gave you is praise. That's worship. You need to lead yourself, or not lead yourself, you need to lean into the Holy Spirit and accept His grace. You are just allowing yourself to pray for grace, but not receive it. You pray for love, you don't receive it. You pray for mercy, you don't receive it when it's being given to you. It's being given to you, you just have to take it. Don't let the words of the enemy come in and snatch the blessings that God has for you. He promises these things. So as he's trying to give them to you, receive them. My God, and there's grace in every single thing. This revelation, this opportunity to be used as a vessel, this platform is by the grace of God. I will never, ever, ever take it for granted again. And I just want to praise the name of the Lord for having a community, a body of Christ that reminds you to stay centered, stay grounded in the Holy Spirit, stay grounded in God. Allow his grace, his mercy, his love to penetrate that secret place, that heart of yours. My God, I just feel like the scripture talking about everything working together for your good is my present right now. And I just want to give all the glory, praise, honor, and adoration to God's name. And I'm telling you, lean into God's grace. What you're praying for, receive it when God gives it to you. Because he's so good and he's so faithful to give it to you. My God. Oh, I am in awe right now. I'm in awe. And at the end of my Bible studies, I always like to write a little prayer pertaining to that scripture. And I said, Heavenly, merciful, gracious Savior, thank you. Your peace truly surpasses all understanding. Your grace is sufficient for me, and your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for focusing my mind on you and reminding me that things will happen in life, but I am flexible to bend through the storm. I am deeply rooted in you, and I cannot and will not let things weigh me down. This is a testimony. This is an answered prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I just really want you to look in the areas of your life and reflect, Lord, what have I prayed for that you've given to me or even tried to give to me that I didn't receive? And give him glory. Give him praise. Give him adoration. My God, God is so good. I'm just going to close this out with some prayer. I feel like what was said was enough and it was powerful. I don't want to fill it with no fluff. I don't want my flesh to speak. So I'm just going to end it right here. Heavenly Father, I praise you. I give you all adoration. I thank you for allowing us to boldly approach your throne of grace, to receive mercy, love, discipline, Lord Jesus, to grow in you, to mature into followers of Christ that will radically obey you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I bless your name. I praise you. I give you all adoration, Father God. I pray that you take all the glory of this situation of my life, Father God, that my life be a sweet, sweet smell to your nose, Lord Jesus, a beautiful fragrance, Father God, that I am a living sacrifice. Worship to you, Lord Jesus, that I am careful to not be religious, but that I am careful to give you all the praise, glory, and adoration regardless of the tradition, Lord Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Oh my goodness. I feel like that is the number one thing in my mind and my heart to give you thanks. I bless your name, for in Jesus' mighty matchless name I pray. Amen. I really, really thank you all for tuning into this. I really, really thank you for just supporting me through everything. God bless you all. God keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and grant you peace that surpasses all understanding, joy, and chaos. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray again. Amen. Wow. In the spirit. Thank you, Lord. May is off to a great start. I'm not going to lie to you. I told y'all. When I was at work today, I was telling everybody happy National Nico Month. Because at work, I go by Nico. But that's so funny. All right, y'all, let me stop playing. Thank you for tuning in. See you on the next episode. Or I guess I'll speak to you on the next episode. I ain't going to see you. Anyway, bruh. Love.